Hello, Shalom from Yerushalayim. I was asked to give a shir on Maseches Beitzah for all of the people who are learning Daf Yomi and everyone else. We have in the last few blot that we've learned this week a very interesting sugya of Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. We'll see that this is sugya which is nogea not only in Sfora, it's also nogea Halach Lamaisa. We'll start on Daf Kaf Ches Amid Aleph. On Kaf Ches Amid Aleph, we have a Mishnah. You cannot sharpen a knife on Yom Tov, but you are allowed to sharpen it in some sort of amateurish fashion. The Gemara has a nidon here on Kaf Ches Amid Aleph. Exactly in what fashion are we not allowed to sharpen a knife? Omer Rav Huna, lo shanu elo mashchezet shel evin, al mashchezet shel eitz, which is not the normal way of doing it, that's mutter. Skipping a bit. Lower down, the Gemara says, "Man tana de mashcheses aser." Who is it, in fact, that says we cannot sharpen a knife in a conventional manner? So, we can't shecht unless we have a sakin, which is kosher for shvita. So, if the knife is dull, we have to sharpen it. So, which tana says that we can't do this? Omer Rav Chista de loka Rav Yehuda. That can't be like Rav Yehuda. The Tanya, Mishnah says, brought in numerous places. Ein ben yantuf l'shabbos elo ochel nefesh bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda matir af machshiri ochel nefesh. This is what's called an example of machshiri ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh is the shechita per se, so sharpening the knife to facilitate the shechita is a step before that, and that's called in the terminology of the Gemara machshiri ochel nefesh. And Rabbi Yehuda says machshiri ochel nefesh is mutter. The Gemara on Amud Beis actually brings a pasuk. Hu levado yatse lachem. The Tanna Kamma learns hu velo machshira. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kro lachem lekol tzarcheicha. Lachem lekol tzarcheicha includes machshiri ochel nefesh. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be mutter to sharpen a knife if necessary for shechita. And the Gemara in Amud Beis continues with the subject of the machshirim and brings a number of other examples. Right? Excuse me. Before that, the Gemara says. Brings a maisa and says, "Omer Rav Nachman Berei the Rav Yosef at the very bottom of Kaf Ches Amid Aleph, Havi Kamina Kamei the Rava Vahavi Ka Maver Sakina Apuma de Dikula." He was sharpening a knife in some fashion on the lip of a basket. The Omer Le Lechada the Kaavid Mar O Lahavi Shamnu Nisar. Are you simply cleaning it, or are you trying to sharpen it? The Omer Le Lahavi Shamnu Nisar. I'm only trying to remove the oil, the dirt. In other words, he was trying to avoid being caught sharpening the knife. The chazisi levaite the lechada de kaavid. I saw that really in truth he was sharpening it. The kisavar. So why did he try to avoid my inquiry? Kisavar halacha vein morin kain. Here the Gemara says an important klal, which the Rambam seems to hold applies only regarding sharpening a knife. That even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Makshiri Ochel Nefesh are also mutter, we have an interesting and unique getter here, Halacha Ve'en Morin Kain. The Pashas, what this seems to mean is that if you know the Halacha, you can do it. You should not do it in front of others who will learn from you, because that's like a Horah. Or if someone comes to a Rav to ask a Shaila, even if it's written Beferish in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah that a particular Makshiri Ochel Nefesh is mutter, you can't tell them. Someone knows the halacha, they do it on their own. That seems to be the getter halacha of Ein Morin Kain. The Ramah says, in order that a person won't come to make a mistake and do on Yantav Machshir Ochel Nefesh, which really were feasible from Erev Yantav, which is not mutter, even with Rav Yehuda, as the Gemara explains. At any rate, that's a side point. The Gemara goes on to give a few other examples of Machshir Ochel Nefesh. The Gemara says, a little further down on Kaf Ches Amid Beis, Dorash Rav Chista v'isema Rav Yosef, echad sakin shenifkama, a sakin which needs to be sharpened, which is what the Mishnah discusses, v'echad shpud shenirtsam, a skewer which became bent, which is difficult to roast your meat on it, v'echad greifas tano v'kirayim, cleaning out the refuse in an oven or a stove. The Meforshim say that this seems to be not simply a question of tiltul muks, it seems to be a new oven in which you actually have to remove the remnants of the bricks or the debris that were part of the construction of this oven, and it's some sort of getter of makiv patish. However, since you cannot cook in the oven unless you scrape out the bottom of the oven, greifas tano is another example of machshir ochel nefesh. So So the Gemara says these three examples, Satin Shinifkama, Vishvut Shinirtsam, Vehagreif Astana Vikarai, Beyon Tov, Banu Lamachalokas Rabbi Huda Rabbanin, Detanya, Ein Ben Yon Tov Lashabas Ela Ochel Nefesh Golvar, Rabbi Huda Matir Af Machshir Ochel Nefesh. And those these three acts, which are necessary to help you prepare the knife, the spit, or the oven to prepare your food. So according to the Tanakhama, there are Asur on Yom Tov, only Ochel Nefesh itself is Mutter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they're allowed. Right? My time at the Tanakhama, Omer Kro, Hu Levadu Yaseh Lechem, Hu Velo Machshir of Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Kro, Lechem Lekol Tzarchechem. Right? The Gemara seems to say that Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, it's Machshirim She'efshar L'asos in the Erev Yom Tov, Ka Machshirim She'efshar L'asos in the Erev Yom Tov. And the Mashmus of the Gemara here is that the Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, these examples, this mission is the Loka Rabbi Yehuda, and the Fi Rabbi Yehuda, if we pass in this way, you would be able to sharpen a knife, straighten out a twisted skewer, and clean out the oven. There are other examples of Machshirim that are brought in the Shulchan Aruch. One of the examples is Tichas Pi Hatanor Batit. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you want to preserve the heat in an oven, what they used to do in the old days is to put a board or some other kind of steamer on the front of an oven, the front of a fireplace, and to seal around the side of the oven, you would put mud, and simply pressing the mud on is a malacha of mimareach. Mimareach is one of the lametes malachas, but that's allowed to tzorach ochel nefesh, because it's machshir ochel nefesh that will facilitate maintaining the heat in the oven. Another example the Shulchan Aruch brings, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is sewing up a bird that you are about to cook. Tefira of the oath. Tefira is another one of lametes malachas. This is another example of machshir ochel nefesh. So if we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, as long as we have a case where this particular act was not feasible to have been done erev Yom Tov, in other words, ef sharmi ba'od yom, you realized on Yom Tov that you needed to sweep out the oven, you realized that the knife either became dull on Yom Tov or the spit was twisted on Yom Tov, whatever the case is, if it's ef sharmi ba'od yom, then min adin, it's mutter on Yom Tov. We have this getter of halach of ein morin kein, which the Rambam seems to learn only applies to a sakin. The Ramah applies to other machshiri ochel nefesh, although not to all of them. The Achronim explain that certain ofanim of machshiri ochel nefesh, even according to the Ramah, are actually halacha v'morin kein, those that are more essential. For example, cleaning out the oven, sealing the oven door with tit, or sewing the bird. That's a side point. We won't go into that right now. The basic issue that we have to discuss is the stira between the two sugyas that all the Rishonim are done on. If we look back earlier on Kaf Beis Amid Aleph, we have a sugya, Boy Mine, in the middle of the daf, right after the two dots. Boy Mine, Abba Bar Mar Shala Baya. Ma Lechavos is a nebet nedover acher. You have a reason why you would like the room to be dark. The Nair is disturbing us. Can we put out the Nair? It may davar acher. Ayin Rashi. Omer lo, efshir b'bayis achir. Go to another room. Ein lo b'bayis achir. He has no other room. My efshir l'asos mechitza. Build a mechitza. Ein lo mechitza. Etc. There's no opportunity. My efshir l'chapos elav hisakli. Put something over it. Block the light. Ein lo kli. Mine. So we have no option. Omer le asir. Omer says you cannot do this. This b'chora would again be an example of Makshir Ochel Nefesh. Why do I say that? Because Davar Acher that's being referred to here is Hanos HaGuf. We learned from the Mishnah before on Kaf Aleph Amid Beis, Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, regarding heating water to wash your face, hands, and feet, or heating, extending a fire in order to warm a room. So other Hanos HaGuf are kalul, are included in the concept of Ochel Nefesh. So therefore, putting out a light to facilitate a basic Hanoa of the goof, the basic human need, which is parallel to Ochel Nefesh, would be Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. So here we're being asked, can you extinguish a light to facilitate doing something which is Hanoa of the goof? So therefore, the Chor, that's Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. The Gemara says it's Asur. So the Gemara asks, why? Esve, a mekabin es a bekas, a log, you're not allowed to extinguish. Presumably you have used the log sufficiently to get the fire or the heat that you require and you want to just put it out. So the Gemara says, "Ein mechabin es bekas oas a kedera
I'm sorry. Ein lechabi nesa bekas kedei lechus aleha, if you simply want to save the fuel. Ve'im b'shil shelo yis ashen abayez, but if you want the house not to be full of unnecessary smoke, o hagedera mutter. So the Gemara is asking, how can you tell me I can't put out the ner? For davar achir, because I need the room dark, here I'm allowed to put out a log which is burning excessively because I don't want the house to be full of smoke or my pot to be ruined. So the Gemara says that that's allowed. Omer le, you're making a mistake, says the Gemara. Omer le, how, Rabbi Yehuda? You're pointing to Rabbi Yehuda. Ki kamin anal rabbanin. I said it's usher, the rabbanin. They don't hold by makshir ochol nefesh. No makshir ochol nefesh shemot according to rabbanin. And you're telling me halachas which would be according to Rabbi Yehuda. So we see again, these are examples where you'd have the machalachas Rabbi Yehuda machachamin. And the Gemara continues. Boy mine yabai merabba, other case. Ma'u l'chaba, says of the lake of Yamtav. Can you put out a fire? Or not? The house is burning. So the Gemara goes on to say, if there's a sakanas nefashis, we're not speaking about that. Ki kemabai le mishum ibu mamon. I want to put out a fire because I don't like the fact that my house is burning. There's no danger, right? House will burn. Gemara says, omer le aser, you can't do that. Right? Eisve, ein mechabin. Again, we have the same kasha. Ein mechabin es bekas kedei lechusala. You cannot put out the log. If you simply want to preserve the log, the imbishil shelo yisashin abayar so akadera mutter b'hai Rabbi. So we say it's mutter to do such a thing. Hi Rabbi Yehuda, he kiamin ang rabbanin. So I'm not asking. I know that according to Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara, you would be allowed to do this. You would be allowed to put out a ner for davar achir. You'd be allowed to put out the log in order that the house shouldn't be full of smoke or your pot shouldn't burn, and in order to preserve your house from burning down, even though there's no kind of sefashis. But when we're saying that it's us, we're saying according to Rabbanan. The Gemara goes on in this line. L'chora, it's mashir from the Gemara, that we are holding a halacha like the Rabbanan. So you have a sugiya in Daf, Kafches, Amad Aleph, and Amad Beis, which seems to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that mashir ochel nefesh are muter, and not like the Rabbanan. And here we have a Gemara which is pulling all along that the halacha seems to be like the Rabbanan. So all the Rishonim are omed on this. There seems to be a steer between the sugiyas. Now Tosfos, and there's a daya brought by the Ran, have a very simple answer. They say that really we don't hold over here like the Rabbanim. The truth is the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. But since the Gemara says on Kafkes Amid Beis halacha ve'en morin kein, that l'chachila we don't tell people to do such a thing, and these shaitas came up, we really were trying to avoid paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, and we imply that the halacha is like the Rabbanim, even though in truth it's not, because of this getter of halacha ve'en morin kein. That's what Tosfos says. And the Gemara really doesn't intend to paskin like the Rabbanan. The halachas really like Rabbi Yehuda. And all of these cases here on Kaf Beis Amud Aleph really should be mutter, if you know yourself and you do it for yourself. But you can't tell someone else to do it. Halacha bein morin kein. Now this mahalach of Tosfos actually is quite a big kula. Halacha l'maisa, we would be able to do all of these things. Put out the ner because of davar achir. Parenthetically, you could also put out a ner if you have trouble sleeping in a room with light and you forgot to set the Shabbos clock and the light is still on. And you could put out a fire if you don't like the smoke in the house. You could put out a fire if your house is burning down, even though it's not a sekanas nefashos. And anything of this nature was interpreted as a machshir for tzarchei ha'adam l'fi Rabbi Yehuda wudi mutter. Ela what? Halacha vein morin kein, but if you know yourself, you can do it. Now, not only Rishonim go in this derech, in the Chidushi HaMe'iri, you have a slightly different getter. The words of the Me'iri are not that clear, but I'll read them. Miri here on Kaf Beis Amud Aleph asked the same question. Ika de kashile, the Be'idach Pirkin, in other words, the parak later on, Omrin and Halacha Kareb Yehuda, the Imashim Darin and Allah Halacha of Amorin came, and if the reason why here on Kaf Beis he seemed to be saying that the Halacha is like the Rabbanin, and we're only saying that because a way of implying that the Halacha of Amorin came, if that's true, in other words, the Gemara seems to be indicating that this is halacha lemaisa. So they go on. Ella, the point here is the ikar hadavarim. So says the Meiri, the ikar hadavarim shelo ne'amar halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Ella, but machshiri ochol nefesh the ikar sas sorech ochol nefesh. Aval kulahu, the ones here on Kaf Beis Amud Aleph, extinguishing the nair again, mitnei davar achir, extinguishing the log in order that the house or the pot would not be unnecessarily smoky.
or the last case is the house is on fire. It's not a sakana. Aval kula hu hani b'lecha shum tzad sh'yebo tzorach ochel nefesh. Mary seems to be saying that really we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. All the machshirim are really mutter. But we're mechalek between the machshirim on daf kapches, sharpening a knife, straightening out a skewer, or cleaning out an oven, which are essential acts to facilitate ochel nefesh. There are machshirim which are more essential. Ikaksat sorach ochel nefesh. But the machshirim over here, even though they're machshirim of other hanos haguf, and they're necessary, they're not as essential. Leik ashum tsa shebo ochel nefesh, you're just shar hanos ha'anem. You're drawing the line in this fashion. Those machshirim are left mutter. This is an aspect of halacha in Morinkim, and these machshirim we actually are holding like the Rabbanan that they're asur. So the Miri seems to be saying that we're machalek between different categories of machshirim ochel nefesh, whether they're machshirim of nefesh and nefesh proper, or they're machshirim of other tzarchei ha'adam, which are not as essential, and those we're leaving off limits. The Ran b'shem the Ramban seems to go in a similar line of thinking. The Ran is on page Yud Aleph Amud Beis in the Daf Arif. First, the Ran says that the issue of putting out the log, putting out the fire, is only to save your mamon. It's not hatzalas nefashos. It's not to save the food either. He brings here in Dibur HaMaskel ki ka'amina ana l'rabbanin. I'll read part of it. Lefichah kasev zal. He's quoting the Ramban. I'll read the whole thing. Ramban omer. Ramban zal omer she'enu nirakein. The hachavari legamri yasrinin. The law of the Kirkin Havi, this is not just a shear of a lobith ne amea oris, it's not halacha ba'im ha'imkena. Elishmais and kashin adai, the gemurahs are shver, one and the other. Kaf ches and lamedeis, we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda. And over here, lechor, we're passing like the Rabbanu. Leficha kasev zal, I skipped a bit. Leficha kasev zal, the nehi the kaimalan for Rabbi Yehuda b'mach shirim, and as we pass like Rabbi Yehuda everywhere, hainu lomar shehen mutarin min atoira. Below darshin and who below makshir like a rabbanim, mihu midivreihem midurabbanim lo ratzu lahatiram elakefi mashehin krovin lochol nefesh. This is a chorak very close to what the Miri seems to be saying. The makshirim that we were matir lemaisa are those makshirim which are krovin lochol nefesh. The grave hasatan or hitiru legamri, that's without any siyag of halacha bein morin came. Grave is a tanner hitir legami mimneshu miyuchad lochol nefesh. You cannot cook without the oven. The ilo sharis leasi leimnui mesimchas yantef. Aval besakin sheamda kavches amid beis mitok sheefsher b'sheli. You can borrow another knife. Generally speaking, shasaki matsuyu eitzel hakol lo hitiru legami ela ayde shinui. Meaning, you can sharpen it on a wooden implement, on a basket, but not on the conventional stone knife sharpener. You can do it that way too. There are a lot of knives. You'll find a way to work around the problem. Aval kibui bekas, which is daf kaf beis amin aleph, kedei shelo yisashin habayis. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, by the way, explains that it's not talking about the house being full of smoke to the extent in which you have to exit the house. That's the equivalent of the house burning down. It's talking about the house being full of smoke to the point in which you are slightly uncomfortable and you have to sit in a smoky house, which people, kamireh, in those days were not quite as disturbed by. But it's not to the point which you actually have to exit the house. There's a bit of smoke in the room. The kibu hanyemet ne davar acher, which is not all that essential. It's shavet lekol nefesh. It really should be mutter min adin, and it is mutter min adin. Lo ratzu lahatir midrabanim, they did not allow it. Machshir and the machshir of these things. Vechein v'kechila sa'ayin. The Gemara discusses putting some sort of paint or medicine on the eye, which is also a malacha. Lo samchu b'derab Yehuda, ele b'yantav sheni, klau shodavo. Kaimalan to Rabbi Yehuda, b'machshir and midirayin sashari. All the machshir and mutter, bein kafches, bein kafbeis. Right. So midrabanim, certain of the makshirim were put off limits entirely. Certain of the makshirim we said halacha ba'in morin came. Other makshirim we allowed entirely. Other makshirim we allowed with some sort of a shinui. Each one has its own getter.
So the Chora, that may be the Kavanah Nemiri as well, and this is the Ran, B'Shem the Ramban. Now if we come to make a survey what seems to be the Halacha L'maisa, we go through the Beis Yosef, and we see that the Beis Yosef brings the Ran, the Ramban, brings a Mordechai, other Rishonim, and in the end he says that according to the Klal, which we know from the Hakdama to the tour of the Beis Yosef, he paskins like the Rosh, Rambam, and the Rif, two of the three, and the Beis Yosef's maskana, since the Rif and the Rambam are both machnir, that we usher all the machshirim on daf kav beis. So says the Beis Yosef, that's the way I'm going to hold. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Taf Kuf Yud Dalet, you will see that the machshirim of daf kav beis are all prohibited. Even though the Shulchan Aruch writes in the beginning of Hilchos Yom Tov in Simin Taf Sadi Hey that Machshiri Ochel Nefesh Hamuter if it's Yev Sharmi Ba'ol Yom. So we see clearly that the Shulchan Aruch actually passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Po Malacha Ha'asura B'Shabbos Ha'asura B'Yom Tov Kutz Malachas Ochel Nefesh Ha'arinim Himself Taf Sadi Hey Sif Aleph Kutz Mehotzoa V'Avar V'Chei Machshiri Ochel Nefesh Loya Efshel Asoso Metmol. So Machshiri Ochel Nefesh the Mechaber is passing Rabbi Yehuda Hamuter. Nevertheless, in the siman which is relevant to us, Taf Kuf Yud Dalid, the Mechaber writes, Asir Lechabos Deleke B'yantef, you can't put out a fire. This is obviously what is no sakana. Afilu Im Roa Beiso Shinisraf, you see your house burning to the ground. Im Ein Sham Sakana Sofashi, so Ein Mechabi Nabakas, the log you can also not put out. Afilu Kadesh Lo Yisashin Abayis, the house is full of smoke. Al Hakadera, or the pot is getting overdone. O Kidei L'Shamish Mitasu. So that's the sheep of the Shulchan Aruch. The Gro actually writes that the Shulchan Aruch also passes like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Shulchan Aruch Hagam that he's passing like the Rif and the Rambam, they're holding something me'ain the Mahalach of the Ramban and the Ran, that all these Makshirim are different, they're not as essential, and therefore they're off limits. Now, if we look, however, in the Slom Beis Yosef, which I won't read the whole thing now, most of the Rishonim seem to hold that there is a distinction to be drawn between the degree of Tzorech regarding the Makshirim and Daf Kaf Beis. When we have smoke in the house, or we have a house on fire, so some Rishonim learned that this is a spare house that the person has. He actually has another place to eat, and he has food. His house burns to the ground, or his pot burns up. This is not going to affect, basically, anything except his Simchas Aleih. Nobody likes to see their property go up in flames, but he's going to be able to eat somewhere else, and he's going to have food to eat somewhere else. But if the house is the only place he has to sit during Yom Tov, and this pot, which is also on fire, or smoking up, is the only place, the only food he has to eat on Yom Tov, so the Beis Yosef brings, in the name of a number of Rishonim, I'll read near the top, B'Shem Rabbeinu Elchanan, Kasef Amorecha B'Shem Rabbeinu Elchanan, Tahad Yiboy Elan Ma'u L'Chabos B'Vayah She'en Bo Tzorech, Yom Tov. When we're talking about your house burning up, and the Gemara says you cannot put it out, which the Rishonim say is some sort of siyag min derabbanan, because it's not so essential. That's talking about a house that you don't need. The bayis she'ein bo tzorach, shorach tzorach yantov klal. Eladar be bayis acher, avol dar be also bayis is the house that you're living in. The ein lo bayis acher lo dor bo ein lo chod tzorach yantov gadol mizeh umutra filu rabbanan derabbi. Everybody says this is mutter because these acts are going to slip out of the category of machshirim into a category of Ochel Nefesh Gufa, right? And the Darche Moshe, if you read down below, Darche Moshe says Os Aleph, the Aleph without the star next to it in this tour. Me'achash Nisbar Shigam Amorachai Ran Kach Daitaitu. Because at the end he brings here that the tour, the Rosh and the Rashba all hold that some of these Machshirim are Motir, if there's a Tzorach Gadol like Rabbeinu Elchanan. If it's not just Nogea to Shmiras Mamun, it's Nogea to your Etzim Simchas Yantef, they hold that it's Mutter. So says the Darche Moshe, Me'achish Nisbar Shigam Mordechai Ran Kach Datayu. The Mordechai and the Ran agree with this. This is the Ran B'Shem the Ramban. Imke Nira Dahachinak Tinin Lehilchas. So the Ramo says we can hold by these Rishonim Lahalacha. We, the Ashkenazim, are not Samud to the Mahalach of the Beis Yosef to go only with the Ramban. We can go like all the other Rishonim, who are more Makel. Right, the midei derabbanan who? This is, of course, now says the Ramo a shaila be'etzem derabbanan, because the Rishonim that we're working with are holding that all the machshirim are mutter me'ikir adin, as I read from the Ran, but the Chachamim ushered some of them. So since it's only a shaila b'etzem of what is asir midrabanim, as lina l'kula, we can go l'kula like these rishonim who hold that when it's essential for one simchas yontif, either the pot is on fire or the house is on fire. The later Rishonim hold this, does lean in Basrai, but Lokadivra Abbas Yosef, the Kasa came with the Rambam and Rif Eskimul, the Achaz is lean in Basrai, says the Rambam, we don't have to go with the Rif and the Rambam alone, we can take the majority of all the other Rishonim, particularly Rishonim who come later. So if you look in the Rambam, you'll see this reflected, Tafkuf Yodalit. All this, by the way, is a bit of an introduction to what we're getting to. Tafkuf Yodal, you'll see the Ramor disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Ramor here, Yesh Omrim, which is a different Shita, that's why he calls it a Yesh Omrim. Dafki im efshir lahatzil hakadir below kibur. If you can save your pot and you'll have food without putting up the fire. Avalim im efshir lahatzil o levashil hakadir b'inyin acher, you will not have food. And you can't save this pot which is on fire. Rashi Yechaba, the only way to save it is to put out the fire. Mutal lechabos, Rosh, Mordechai, Ran, etc. Rosh Babatur. The kach nearly iker. That's how we hold. The chen bebayis im yisarif habayis lo yelo mokum lechol sham. The yafsi sudasa. You will not have a place to eat. You will not be able to eat a suda. And the person is, by the way, not required to eat outside in the park, even if it's nice weather. Motel lechabos. Right? You can put out the fire. This seems to be the maskana of the Ramor. The Mishnah Berurah explains. If you look in Sif Katan Zion, Sirle. This is a quote from the Rishonim that the Beis Yosef brings. These are no longer really relevant to the issue of Machshirim. The issue of Machshirim, which is discussed in Daf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph regarding the smoke in the house, the smoke in the pot, the extinguishing of the log, etc., are all things which are not central to a person's basic eating and dwelling on Yom Tov. But if it comes to the point in which you are driven out of your house by the fire, or your food is being destroyed by the fire, Sirele, the Zeusar of Ochel Nefesh Mamish Umoter. Umoter Hakibui Kemoshi Tirator, Lafos, Lavashio, etc. Right? Etc. Now, in the Sharet here, and by the way, down below, Sif Katan Yud Aleph, we don't have to read the whole thing. The Mishnah Berurah points out, he discusses this as well in Sif Katan Tes, that the Ramah is actually not makel on all four of the cases in Shulchan Aruch. If it's simply a question of Kibui Haner for Davar Acher, or Shiloh Ashin Abayas, a bit of smoke in the house. So Ramah, according to the understanding of the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharet Tzion, says that those things are not allowed. But if your house is disappearing in the fire, or your food is disappearing in the fire, it's not just getting a little smoky, so that Ramah actually says are allowed. So what seems to come out l'maskana is that if we have a situation where a person's house is on fire, or their pot is on fire, to the point in which their whole simchas yontif is being destroyed, so they're allowed, according to Ramah, to put out the fire. These are the cases of Makshir Ochel Nefesh, which we discussed in Daf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph. We're going in the footsteps of the Rishonim that we've seen. So when it comes to the degree in which a person cannot really function and doesn't have simchas yontif, so then he's allowed to extinguish under these purposes. It slips out of the category of Makshir Ochel Nefesh, and it becomes kilo like Ochel Nefesh itself. Now, one could raise a question. What would happen, for example, if a person's Shabbos clock malfunctions, and there is no non-Jewish neighbor to ask, and the house is flooded with light, and you need to go to sleep because you're tired, you had a long day Erev Yontif, and you need to sleep, and tomorrow there's a long davening, and a lot of guests coming, etc., etc. Can you put out the lights in order to facilitate going to sleep? Your house is full of light, you have nowhere else to sleep, and this is sharing your whole Simchas Yontif. Another Shaila, which might be parallel to this, what happens if you have a plague of flies or mosquitoes? You live in a hot climate, or you live in remote. This year in remote, during Sukkot, there was a problem with mosquitoes, large mosquitoes, which are imported from the Palestinian Authority, especially for the occasion. And it happens to be that this year Sukkot is on Shabbos, so it's not a relevant question, but Lu Yisur, that Sukkot would be during the week, Yantar could be during the week, and your house is full of flies. You can't eat, you can't sleep, you go to someone else's house, it doesn't help. What will yes help? Spray. You just take a big can of spray, close the windows, spray for a few minutes, come back, and they're all dead. Right? So, l'chora, you could argue, one could argue, l'fi this ramah,
that if I can put out a fire to retain my residence so that I can eat onion, and if I can put out a fire so that my food will not be burned up and I don't have anywhere else to go, so l'chora hu adin, I can put out a light in order to allow myself to sleep, or I can extinguish these mosquitoes with a spray in order to allow myself. L'chora, all of these things, one could argue, if they're not just tangential human needs which could be managed without, or they're relevant only to my money, they're relevant to my nefesh, so l'chora they're going to slip, according to Rama, into this category of ochel nefesh mamish. That's what it would seem to be. There is actually, interestingly enough, a tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer, which I won't read now. It's Chelik Aleph Simin Kaf Os Hey. The section of the tshuva begins with, by the way, we're in his shiva, Le'ilu Nishmaso. The section begins with a discussion of Kibui, brings our Gemara and Beit Zadav Kafei Samad Aleph, and he goes immediately to the Ramor, who allows extinguishing a fire if the house is burning down or your food is being destroyed, and brings a whole long list of Rishonim, all the way up to the section which starts Garam Kibui. It's Os Aleph through Os Tes. And according to the Amudei HaPoskim that he brings, he actually paskens halacha l'maaser, that if a person needs to extinguish a light to sleep, or needs to extinguish a light mishum davar acher, and has no other options, he says it's mutter. According to the Ramoa, l'chor the Tzitz Eliezer disagrees with the Mishnah Brewer, Sif Katan Tess, and the Shara Tzion, who claim that the Ramoa does not allow all of these cases, only certain cases where it's more essential, karov to ochel nefesh. The Tzitz Eliezer seems to argue that according to the Ramoa, if it's a pressing need, all of these cases, including kibu ehaner mitnei davar acher, kibu ehaner shena, a person needs to sleep, he actually passes to lachol lemaisit, all of these things are mutter. Now, be that as it may, even if we go with the footsteps of the Mishnah Brewer, who is a little more circumspect, we still have a question of degree. If the Machshir, which is being discussed, is nogeya to the person but not essential to his ochel nefesh, then l'chora it's asur midur abanim. If it is yes essential to his ochel nefesh, but again, these two cases of extinguishing the light when one can't sleep anywhere else, or spraying your mosquitoes if you cannot sleep, you cannot function, they should be mutter, l'chora, according to the Ramah. Now, all this is halacha v'lo l'maisa. Why? There is, before I go to the Sifrei HaPoskim, the Poskim actually do discuss these shilas, what I've managed to find. Before I go to the Sifrei HaPoskim, we're being matim one other biur in our steer between the two sugyas. There is, on Daf Kaf Beis Amad Aleph, very, very interesting perush of the Ro'ah. Chidushe HaRo'ah Kaf Beis Amad Aleph, which I unfortunately did not give as one of the Mayri Mekomos, but it's brought actually here, Bekitzer, by the Mishnah Brewer. The Ro'ah on Daf Kaf Beis Amad Aleph, in order to miyashiv the steer between Kaf Ches and Kaf Beis, says a very interesting yisod, that all the machshirim of Daf Kaf Ches, which are cleaning out the oven, straightening out the spit, and sharpening the knife, are all a positive act where you do something purposeful and particular to make progress towards your processing of your ochel nefesh. You can't shecht without the knife, you can't roast without the spit being straight, if it's too crooked the meat doesn't stay on, whatever exactly the case is, and you can't cook in the oven unless you clean it out, even if it involves makav patesh, bone, or whatever it may be. But the machshir and adav kav beis amad aleph, says the Ro'ah, are really of a negative nature, you might say. You're being misalek nezik, what we call today shlili. They're only something negative. You're interested in eliminating the light that's bothering you, in the case of the Tashmish and Mitzvah, you're interested in curbing this fire which is destroying your home, destroying your food, and in the last case you're interested in also controlling the fire. You shouldn't have smoke in your house. So in all of these cases you are actually only trying to be Monea Nezik. This Ro'ah is quoted the Kitzer by the Mishnah Brewer Sif Katan Dalet. You look in Sif Katan Dalet, the Mishnah Brewer is quoting the Ro'ah as an explanation as to why the Shulchan Aruch is machmir on all of these cases of machshirim from Daf Kaf Beis Amad Aleph. It says in the Mishnah Brewer, O Akhidera, Sif Katan Dalet,
V'lo chashiv kibu izeh ohol nefesh. Why is it, according to the Shulchan Aruch, remember, not according to the Ramah, but according to the Shulchan Aruch, why is it that you cannot extinguish the fire if it's destroying your home or your pot? Av she'ein lo makom acher lahamid akadir, you have nowhere else to put the pot, sham. You are not coming closer to ochel nefesh through doing it. Sha'arat Zion Sif Katandala tells us this is Ra'ah b'chidusha. Only the Ra'ah says this. The Ra'ah says this klal, the only Rishon that says this. Shemoneah ha'hezek al yedei kibui. There's a distinction made between a positive and, so to speak, a negative act, what you might call siluk hanezek. Right? Goes on the Mishnah Berurah to bring actually the Ran as well. After al koponim lo griya davar zeh makshir ochol nefesh yir shalosus la'olim l'chora, they should be motor. Right? So he says shir le'ledei azu the lav ko makshir ochol nefesh yitiru eladav ga'osim shein krovin yosir l'tikon ochol. So he's mitzarif together with the Ra'ah, the shita of the Ran b'shem haramban, that this shita, the Shulchan Aruch holds that they weren't matir all the ma'aseh makshirim, only the makshirim which are listed on Kaf Ches and Lamed Beis, and not the makshirim of Kaf Beis. At any rate, this klal of the Ra'ah is brought as a hezder for the Shulchan Aruch that categorically users all of these makshirim, even if the house is burning down, even if the house is full of smoke, etc., even though it shtares your Simchas Yontif, it doesn't matter, because this is Menias Hezik, and it's not bringing you closer to Ochel Nefesh in a direct sense. Now, as I say, the Ramah, if you look again at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Zion, does not agree with this Ra'ah at all. The Ramah says that these acts, at least some of them, are mutter. The Zeh Luxorach Ochel Nefesh Mamash Mutter Hakibu Kamoshitira Atura Lafos Lo. It's a different shita, right? So Luchora, this Ra'ah is very interesting and very nice, but one would not expect it to be brought Halacha L'maisa. So much to our surprise, if we look in some of the Sifrei Achronim, Gedolei Poskei Zmanenu. We have no brayer but to relate seriously to everything they say. So we find in the Sefer of Yitzhak Zilberstein Shlita, Malachas Almanayach, Anhilchas Amir La'akum. Rabbi Yitzhak Zilberstein is discussing the question of killing flies on Yantif. Killing flies on Yantif, the Chora, is Malachas Shochet, Chabala. So we have a klal, metok shehutra shchita letzorach ochol nefesh, hutra, shelo letzorach ochol nefesh, lechart tzorach ya adam. And he brings b'shem hagon Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky zeich tzadech habracha, that is mutter. Rav Yaakov held that if a fly is flying around your head, you're trying to sleep, and there's a mosquito or two buzzing around, give them a smack, finished, it's mutter lechachila. Right? That's what Rav Yaakov held. The metok shehutra molach shchita, netilus l'shem letzorach, hutra. So Rav Yitzhak Zilberstein writes, B'toch HaDvarim, that L'chora, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sim in Tatkuf Yud Dalet, Sif Katan Dalet, Dihinei Nechleku Rabbeinu Imutir L'chabos B'kaz B'yontif. We have a machlokis Rishonim, if you can extinguish a log on Yontif, B'tam Haran B'shem HaRabban, this is L'chora a mistake, Tam Haran B'shem HaRabban, it's really the Ra'ah, because the Ran B'shem HaRabban has a different story. This is the Ra'ah that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Mevor Shama Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet, to whom it time to hakibui rak mavriach ari. The kibui of extinguishing this log because your house is becoming full of smoke is just putting aside a lion, scaring away a lion, what the Mishnah Berurah calls Monea Hahezek. It's mavriach ari, the enu mevi toeles chiyuvis bapoyel. V'chein b'inyan enu, so too in our question. Haregas yitushim enu meviyat toelus b'foyel ki'im avricha ari uvezel lo armini mitoch. So says Rav Zilberstein, according to this Mishnah Berurah, that l'chora we have a ha'ara on Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's heter to kill flies and mosquitoes in Yantif. L'chora we have to have a positive act and not a negative act. Now, I wrote him a letter, and I hope I'll be zocher to an answer. But l'chora b'mechilas kvo toraso, it seems to be that this Ra'ah, which the Mishnah Berurah are quoting, is not exactly what the Ramah holds. It seems to be this is a Hezber in the Sugya, which the Mishnah Berurah is bringing as a way of explaining the Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah is going, as we see from the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe, in the footsteps of the other Rishonim. And when something is essential, perhaps not one or two flies flying around your head, but al koponim, a significant disturbance which you are unable to sleep, unable to eat, unable to function in your house, it would be, l'chora, on the surface, the same as the house being full of smoke, the house being on fire, or your food being destroyed. And according to the Ramah, it would seem to be that we don't have to have a positive act b'davka, even a what's called mavri achari. And to bring from the Mishnah Berurah b'shem the Ra'ah on a halacha for us would seem to be on the surface incorrect. But I found in Shemir Shabbos the same idea. In Perek Beis of Shemir Shabbos Kehilchasa, Dinei Bishul B'yantav, at the very end of the Perek is a long, long note. We don't have to read the whole thing. Those of you who have the Sefer, on Amud Lamed Zayin, Shemir Shabbos Kehilchasa, at the very end of Perek Beis, Mitoch Kol HaDvarim, Rav Neuvert Shlita brings the same cloud here. With Sorek Sas Nikra Rak Imat Sorek Uchiyubi, what's called Sorek Yantif, the fall into the category of Mitoch, or for our purposes, Makshira Ochol Nefesh. The Ra'ah actually says that even the Malachas Ochol Nefesh per se also themselves have to be Chiyubi. That's the Ra'ah. So says Rav Neuvert, Sorek Sas Nikra Rak Imat Sorek Uchiyubi, Klomar, should Sorek Es Hadavar Shibo Osei Es Malacha. You need to get to the thing, or the thing itself which you're doing the Malacha. Vuhu ratza b'kiyumo, you want it. Aval, kol she'ikar kavanasu levayer dover min ha'oilam, kemo kibu iner kidei she'ochol lishon, putting out a light so that you can sleep. Sreifas chametz b'yantav shel Pesach, burning the chametz because you don't want it in your house. Kilas yitushim ha'mafriyim la'adam, or killing mosquitoes that are bothering a person. Zasser quotes the Nora Eish, Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote in Tafshin Sadi Hey, 1935, Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote a Sefer on the whole issue of electricity, and he quotes there the Od Ein Simen Taf Kuf Yudal the Mishnah Ruas of Katan Dal and B'Shem Haro'ah. This is also, by the way, brought in Kovetz Shiurim of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, without mentioning the Ra'ah by name, on Daf Kafei Saman Aleph, the same Yisod. So we find two of the Gedolei Achronim who are bringing this Yisod Halacha L'Maisa, and B'Pashtis Hadavar Tzorach Iyun. I wrote to both Rav Neuvert and Rav Zilberstein this week, and I did not yet get an answer. I spoke to a number of people about this. It seems to be a certain ha'ara here, unless we've made some sort of mistake in our cheshbon. It would seem to be la halacha that this discrepancy, this distinction between chiyuvi and shlili, brought for shema ro'ah, may be relevant to the Shulchan Aruch, but not relevant to the Ramah. There are two more rayas to this. The Mishnah Berurah, a little bit further on, in Simin Taf Kuf Yud Dalid, discusses the question of what's called a Ner Shel Batala. Taf Kuf Yud Dalid Sif Hei. Ner Shel Batala Dahainu She'en Sorech Lo Asir Aliko. To light a candle you have no need for whatsoever. Shlola Sorech Yantuf. Even though we can transfer fire, you're not allowed. Now the Sharatziyah, the Bir Halach, excuse me, here discusses what exactly is called a Ner Shel Batala that you have no need for whatsoever. So writes the Sharatzi, the Bir Halacha, Mihu, in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskil Ner Shel Batala, it's on page 266 in some people's forum, Mihu b'nei anem shem mefachadim lishon im ein ner daluk, if a person is afraid to sleep in the dark, this could be relevant to a child, could be relevant to a person alone, a person is afraid to sleep, they don't need the light, but they want to sleep comfortably with some light on. That's called the Sorek Ufo. Now here one could argue that this is Lechora only Shlili. This is Menias Hezek. What's Mazik this fellow? The darkness. He wants to push the darkness away somewhat by a light. Right? Just like he wants to push away the fleas, or he wants to push away the smoke. He's not doing something positive to get closer to what he's looking for. In the lashon of the Shmir Shabbos, right? Tzorek sas imrachut tzorek chiyuvi, right? Klamer should tzorek esadav shiba osei esamalacha. Who wrote it b'kiyumo? He doesn't want the kiyum of the ner. Bechlal doesn't want the ner. He's going to sleep. He won't have any hanuah from the ner whatsoever. He wants the ner so that it won't be dark, and he feels more comfortable sleeping that way. Before we see here in this bir halacha that the Mishnah Berurah la halacha doesn't seem to himself paskin like the Ra'ah. He's only bringing it, as I say, as a beer of the Shulchan Aruch. One more Raya, Lechora. Later on, in Siman Taf Kuf Yud Ches, we have a discussion here about Hutsoa. Metok Shehutra Taf Kuf Yud Ches, I'm reading Sif Aleph. Metok Shehutra Tso Letzora Chachila, Hutra Shelola Tzora Kigon, Katan, Velula, Sefer Torah, Vekelim, you can carry outside things that are necessary. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Hei, Hatzirichan Lok Sahas, Liyantav. Va'akelim koi, items, afilu ein sorach lehem rach l'shem tachshit, l'skashit behem, some sort of ornament. Aval shelo l'sorach klal, havi l'kavanim, shelo l'sorach b'klal. Kasu av hauskim, this is the sifkat mehe. Hu adin demutar lahotzi amavtech shesoga bo ha'ochlin, o akelim, you have a locked cupboard, and you want this cupboard to be locked in order that people will not steal your food or your vessels, or let's say the mice won't come and eat your food. Echshu, you want this cupboard to be locked, and you do not want to stay in the house the whole day watching it. You want to go out with the key. This is not a key that you need to open the shul. This is not a key you need to get back in your house. This is a key you're simply taking out because you want to be able to go out and feel secure that your cupboard is locked. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Shetzorech la'oso hayom, you need the kelim or the ochel. Im yira lahanicha v'beiso, it's mutter, you can take it out. Now here also, l'chora, on the surface we have what might be called minis hezek. The only reason why you're carrying this key is because you don't want to leave the key in the house. Or you don't want to leave the... If you leave the key in the house, they'll find the key and they'll open up the cupboard. So you want to be able to go out and you want to be able to take the key. So why are you taking the key out? You don't need the key. You don't want it in the house. And you want the cupboard to be locked. So since that's misgalgel al kolpanim, it's indirectly related to sarche hayom, because this is your food and your kelim. The next Mishnah Berurah, by the way, discusses taking out a key to lock your money, where you simply do not want to leave the key to your faith in the house, which is a different shaila. It's a machlokas supposed to be, because that's only relevant to shmiras mamono, which may or may not be called sarche yom tov. But at any rate, if you're carrying the key out because you have sarche ochel and kelim, that's allowed. The Hori also here, you could argue that this is also menias hezek. So we see the pashtis that bein l'ramor and bein l'mishnah brewer in a number of places, there is no distinction to be drawn between chiyuv and shlili. Bedarach, davar tzarach, iyun gadol. This is as far as I got. I suggest anybody who's hearing this year could ask the shaila to the Chachmei Hador, the Eretz, the Chutz Loretz. Be very, very grateful if anyone sends back any sort of an answer. If there's any kind of mistake in the schedule, I'm very, very happy to hear it. But the way things look, there seems to have come in some sort of, let's call it, minor error or oversight in the cheshbonos of the Gedolei HaRabbanim. So tzorach iyun ksas. I was told by Rav Mordechai Gornfeld that I'm allowed to be mesayim with a mili da'agadita. We have an interesting gemara in Masechet Beitzah, not far from where we are, which people enjoy quoting. Speaking of the praise of Klal Yisrael, Kafhei Amud Beis, the gemara says, Tanya Mishmei the Rabbi Meir, Neimar Nasan Torah Yisrael. Why was the Torah given to Yisrael? Mipnei Shehen Azim. Azim. They're a ferocious, fierce people. Tanya the Rebbe Yishmael, Miyaminu Eish Das Lamo, Omer Kodesh Borah, Royin Halalu Shetin Nasan Lehem Eish Das. Ikad the Omri, it goes on. Alright, the Omer Rabbi Shimon Ben Lachish, Gimel Azim Heim, Yisrael Be'umos, Kelev Bechayos, Tarnagol Be'ofos, Yesh Omim Av Eis. So we're told here that Klal Yisrael Azim. Kashim, Rashi says, Kashim lehit lahatniach, lehnatzeach. They're difficult to defeat. Fantastic air force, fantastic army. So what is the Gemara Lechor referring to? So I found the Ramban, very interesting Ramban, not in Parshas HaShavuah, Parshas Veschanan, the end of Parshas Veschanan, Devarim, Perik Zayin, there's a very nice Ramban here on Pasik Hey. Pasuk Vav and Ches, I'm sorry. Pasuk Vav Zayin Ches. Lo merubchem mekol ha'amim chashek Hashem b'chem b'yivchar b'chem ki atem ha'ma'am mekol ha'amim. Ki me'av as Hashem eschem u'mishamru es ha'shvua asher nishba la'voseichem hotziah Hashem eschem b'yad chazakha v'yichtuch olam beis avadim b'yad paro, etc. Yadata ki Hashem elokech u'lokim, etc., etc. So it says here that Hashem was chashach b'chem, had a cheshek, which the Ramban says is a kesher, chazak, like the rings that they put around a barrel, the chashukei and kesef, also the rings that held the crushing of the mishkan together, something that's held tight. The yivchar bechem ki atem hamaat mekol amim. So says the Ramban. The yivchar bechem mekol amim shetiu atem segula v'nachalalo ki bachira habachira v'kol makom b'chira min ha'achirim. Bachira means to select one from the other. The omer hatam.
Shira eschem ru'uim lihis'ayiv lefonev v'nivcharim le'ava yosem mekola amin. V'lo yizkir b'zeh tam min ha-bechiras. The tam of the bechira is actually not cited in the Chumash. Why? Ki ha-nivchar le'ohev ha-yidua lisbol es ohavo v'kol habo alav mimenu. As anyone who's married knows, you have to tolerate the other person, even their idiosyncrasies. So says the Ramban, "Hanivchar leohev, hayudua lisbol es ohavo v'kol habo alav mimenu." If we're selected by the Rabban Shalom to be his ama nivchar, we're prepared to be soivel even things that we don't like. V'Yisrael ru'uyim lekach mikol am kemo she'omru beit sekafei amet beis shlosha azin heim Yisrael be'umos. The azus that's referred to by the Gemara says the Ramban, "Ki yamdu lo b'nisayonos." We have the koach to be only b'nisayonos and azus. As Kanamar, as it says in the Mishnah, says Ratzon Avinu Shemayim, it does not mean that we're chasuf. It does not mean we're taveya or schuyot everywhere in the world and every opportunity. We're as to be omer b'nisayanos, o Yehudi, o tzluf, or a Jew, or crucifixion, chas v'sholem, shemos rabba, membeis, tes, tam bechem, etc. So Rabban says that's the pshat azim shivumos. It's not a tchuna in the nefesh that the Klal Yisrael is aggressive and self-confident, etc. in every situation. Adarabah, we're anavim and nechmadim, and we're choyshesh for kvod kono, and try to be memayit as atzmechem v'kula. But the azus that's being referred to over here is an azus of amida b'nisayim. I just wanted to mention that there are a lot of shailas that come up, and this is not for me to discuss. It's for the gedolei hador on the relationship between Jews and the umos ha'olam in various situations. How aggressive, how militant are we allowed to be? What is pertinent to our role among the umos ha'olam? There's a tshuva in Igros Moshe, just Messiah with this, an interesting tshuva in Choshen Mishpach Chelek Beis, Simon Ayin Zayin. There was a shaila that was discussed here from England. Apparently the schools in England tried to procure financial aid from the government for the firm schools, and they were unsuccessful. And one of the local gedolim, Dayan Padova, told them, leave it, drop the case, you did what you could do. And they wrote to Rav Moshe in Tavshin Lamed Zion to ask his opinion. So of course he's not going to be contradict the local gadol, and he explains to them that the pshat was like this. He says, Amarti Nahem. The shaila was, should they be Toveya, the government of England, in some sort of international court for discrimination against the Jews in England. He says, L'tvoa l'mishpat asher nimse v'bedina acher shigam angolim shayach lahem, some sort of European Commonwealth, international court, whatever it is. L'tvoa l'kulbana l'pnei ashoftim al asarim shel angolim v'asher osim avla neged yehudim, shiachrichu osam kilu force them l'tein gam l'bat hesef yehudim, v'day yesh l'chush v'atalas eva mem shalah. You're going to create animosity to yehudim, shizeh efsher shechas l'shom yavi l'totzot lo tavot, v'har be'inyan, there'll be negative ramifications. So ikub is the inyan redifa, the Harbe chashishu chachamim lechashash eva v'hakelu kama duarim b'shul zek meforish b'segnus avodazor, etc. Calls that Marti Aloshin Shevi Rashi, skips a bit here. He says, the klal, he says, al krod of yishakehu, o Rav Shimon ben Yochai, halacha yi b'yadua she'es v'son al Yaakov, the ma'asha yigzeh lehalacha, t'ha kamo she'alacha lo mishtanis kach sinas esel v'yakov lo mishtanis ba'af elu she'noa goes ba'ofen tov sinas in gedola be'etzem, even those places where we have a better situation be'etzem they don't like us so much, v'chein chas v'sholon li hizgaros behem v'ligrom eva v'zeh v'adai tamo rav padava she'omer she'lo yasu zeh ach me'ez etam lo rotzi lo martam uvani zeh. And he explains his time. So akopanim, as we see, azus has to be weighed carefully when it's applicable, when it's not applicable, and the azus of Am Yisrael that the Gemara is referring to, according to Rabban, is the capability to be open to the sinus of Avodas Hashem. As Rav Hashem, we should all be zocher, the Messiah, the Sefer Beisim, Messiah, Shas, Kol Tuf Sela, Ad Bias Adol.